Brendan Ortiz here, and this is Walking in Power. And today I want to talk about how God wants to make us whole and holy, okay? Now, when I talk about God making us whole, it's this idea that we are going to be the way that God's called us to be, right? In our mind, our body, and our spirit. In our spirit, is what we read here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It talks about our mind, our spirit, and our soul. And so this idea that God wants us to be an individual that is whole. And the way that we become whole is when we look at those three areas of our life, and make them holy. You know, God is holy in character. So anything that's in our lives that's not lining up with His word or what He's designed for us can be a challenge to us in getting closer and closer to Him. Because people can read the word, they can go to church, they can have mentors or pastors in their lives, but sometimes when they hear something that they don't necessarily agree with, it puts them in a space where they don't want to make the changes. They don't want to realize that maybe there's areas in their life that they need to be have some growth in or become holy as God is holy. But I want to read to you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, says this: "Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He who calls you, and He will also do it." There's three layers here that I want to talk about when we think about our lives and being holy. And I just want to give some brief teaching here. And I hope that you can take some time after this video is done to really reflect upon your own life when it comes to this. That how is God sanctifying you? How is God making you whole? How is God making you holy? And decisions we make, the life that we live. The first thing that I want to talk about is spiritual integrity. You know, the Paul who wrote this book, the book of Thessalonians, and he's talking to the Thessalonian believers at this time. He is telling them that their sanctification, their holiness is going to come in these two areas of their mind, their spirit, and their soul. And when we think about this, receiving peace from God, as it talks about, if we want to receive the peace from God, that we have to make sure that these three areas line up. It's like when you go, I had a friend of mine who says, it's like when you go to the chiropractor. If you don't line things up in your spine, you're going to feel pain in different parts of your body because there's not an alignment to the things in your life according to the scripture. And when we think about holiness, it's one of those things that becoming holy is a process. We all are in the process of becoming more and more like Christ. Sometimes we can look at someone and say, man, they're super holy. We can look at another person saying, well, I'm holier than they are. But for us, it's saying, God, what things in my life are out of alignment to your word? Help me to bring them to a life so I can be sanctified and closer to you. I love this quote by C.S. Lewis. It says, "The Christian does not think God will love us because we are good, but that God will make us good because He loves us." That's the love of the Father, that when He pours out His love on us, we're able to receive it, and we're able to be more like Him. The second thing I want to talk about is God's faithfulness. I love talking about God's faithfulness. It's one of the things I probably talk about the most, because it really takes this idea that it's not all the things that we do or don't do, but God is faithful to us in all different seasons and circumstances. So faith is built in moments of uncertainty. We like to think that faith is just something we store up and we build, and then we just kind of operate from it. But really, in moments of uncertainty, that's where really faith is built, on the things that we trust around us. Whether it's a relationship with God or a relationship with others, right? There's an element that your faith is being tested. And are we ready for our faith to be tested? When we build our faith, it's a partnership with God. It's not just us doing it on our own, but God is walking with us and saying, we get to do this together. You know, and when we think about our faith being built, it's not just this idea of behavior modification, but God is into life transformation. So it's not just saying, well, my faith is built because I do certain things a certain way, but it's really saying, Lord, help me to actually transform the way I live my life so I can be more like you. Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, "Faithful is He who calls you, and He will also bring it to pass." God is faithful when He calls you to step out and do something new, do something difficult, maybe end something that needs to be ended and cut it out of your life. He's going to be faithful to help you get through those difficult moments, those tough times. So God is faithful. And the last thing I want to talk about is hope and encouragement, as we talk about it here. And so God always offers hope and encouragement to believers. I think that we can live in this mindset that if we serve God, that we'll never go through an issue, we'll never go through a tough time or a struggle or have questions or have battles. But in those battles, in those moments, there's hope and encouragement that God offers. And so when I ask people, when you're feeling hopeless, when you're really feeling pressed or you're feeling stressed, what is your first reaction? What do you really do? Do you turn to someone and you look for them to make you feel better? Do you turn to something and hopefully that numbs the pain or numbs the things that you're going through? Or do you really go maybe to prayer or go to the Word and say, I need Holy Spirit wisdom. I need God's wisdom on this situation. That's one of those things in our lives that we all need to get better at. Say, how can I really grow in trusting God and put my faith in Him? William Carey, he has this quote. He said, the future is as bright as the promises of God. Your future in this life, when you trust God and you believe Him to come through and to follow through on His word, He's going to do it, and He's going to operate in your life in ways you never thought possible. But you have to trust Him, you have to build that faith, because God wants to make you whole. He wants to make you holy, just as He is holy, as the word tells us. So don't be afraid of those moments where you feel like God's trying to make you a whole person. And don't be afraid of those moments where you feel like there's things you have to let go out of your life, because God is calling to a place of holiness. I can assure you the life that you live with Him is much better than you could ever imagine by yourself. So I want to challenge you that after this video is done, that you just take a moment to reflect upon your life. What's out of alignment? What areas of your life don't you have? You have some spiritual integrity. What are some areas you say, God, I need to grow my faithfulness. I need to grow my trust in your faithfulness. And lastly, do I let hope and encouragement guide my life? Because I think we all need to remind ourselves that God is who He says He is, and He will do what He said He's going to do. And so I hope that you are encouraged this week. Have an amazing rest of your day. And know that God is for you. He's not against you. And you will continue to see His faithfulness when you learn to lean in and trust Him.